Hi everyone, this is Blair Todd, Livestock Production Agent for the Post-Rock District of Kansas State Research and Extension. I'm here today to give you tips on what cattle producers should be thinking about in the month of June. For your spring calving cow herds, evaluate body condition score in conjunction with feed and forage availability. You should think through your nutrition plan and whether you will need to wean early or supplement on pasture through the summer. And schedule early pregnancy checking activities if not already done. For late summer and early fall calving cow herds, evaluate cows for body condition score and adjust your plan to ensure mature cows are greater than or equal to a body condition score of 5, and 2 to 4 year old females are at 6 at calving. Closely manage free choice salt and mineral programs by recording the date and amount of salt and mineral offered, and calculate herd consumption on a pasture or group basis. And if needed, adjust how you are offering product to cattle to achieve intake early in the summer. If consumption is 2 times the target intake, then cost will be 2. Properly store bags and pallets to avoid damage and product loss. Remember to closely evaluate bulls at the start of the breeding season. Watch for injuries so you can intervene and treat bulls promptly if needed. Ensure they are aggressively covering cows and monitor body condition score, especially on young bulls. If you are planning to pull bulls from cows to manage the length of the breeding season, schedule those dates and have them on your calendar in advance. For your calf management tips, monitor calves for summer respiratory illness. Schedule any pre-weaning vaccination or processing activities. And if you're considering creep feeding calves, make sure you understand what your objective is and calculate the value of gain relative to the cost of gain. For tips on general management, continue to evaluate early summer grass growth and adjust your grazing plan as needed. And continue efforts to control invasive species in pastures. Utilize multiple strategies for controlling flies and insects. And with higher feeder calf prices, consider using price risk management tools. You can make and evaluate important production calculations for calving distribution, calving interval, and percent calf crop for calves born in the fall. I hope these reminders were helpful, and for more resources or questions on cattle management, contact me at any of our local Post-Rock District Extension offices. This has been Blair Todd, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District.